first tell us, where did the idea for the Bayou Discovery Science Camp really come from?
Well, it actually came from my son. About 2 to 3 years ago, he wanted a birthday party at the museum. And so we approached the museum head group, and they said for sure we could open it up. And so I worked at putting together about 3 or 4 experiments that the boys that came to his party would be able to do. And it was so much fun. And I had a colleague that helped me with it. And we said, you know, this is something that we would love to do, period. And so that's really where the concept was born.
Last year was the first year. It was a great success.
It was.
What are some things that people can look forward to who may or may not have heard about it from last year?
The beauty behind this camp is that it's a hands-on interactive camp. So if your child's come already and viewed the museum on campus, then they know what types of materials are found in the museum, dinosaurs, fossils, a lot of specimens, fish, snakes. And what we tried to do is just allow the student to not only look at the museum, but incorporate some hands-on experimental materials. We, for example, created a volcano and blew up a volcano last year. We dissected owl pellets. We did a variety of hands-on things. And then a lot of times, the student has the option to take a little bit back home. So they get a goodie bag at the end of the week that kind of gives them something to talk about with their parents.
What are some of the things you expect the students to be able to take away from? Because you mentioned hands-on and the experimental side of it. It really is going to combine the experience of looking with something to be able to remember it and retain that information.
Yeah. What we really want them, ultimately, is just to enjoy science. We want them to understand that not everything works correctly because the volcano didn't work very well last year. We then set them about and said, okay, what did we do wrong? What should we have done better? Depending on the age group, I think it's just really what do you want to learn about? How much fun can you have with science and not worry about a grade associated with it? And then we kind of trying to sneak in a little bit of science knowledge. But mostly it's just, you know, let's have some fun. Let's learn by doing rather than having somebody speak to us about it.
What are some of the things that you have for this year?
We're going to try to initiate some dissections this year for the older groups, for sure. We're going to incorporate the younger group always loves insects and bugs, so we're going to do a little bit of that. We're going to have some DNA isolation. They're going to look at that, some genetic inheritance. Obviously, we're going to pick bits of the museum and kind of expand on them. So there'll be a plant day. We're going to look at, I think, a reptilian day, a snake day. Kind of depends upon the groups.
We should mention the groups are in three divisions by age.
Yes, yes. We'll have those students that have just completed kindergarten going into first or second grade. And then there'll be a group going into third and fourth. And then there'll be a group going into fifth and sixth.
With you being faculty of the university, it's being developed and being administered by people who are familiar with the educational process.
Absolutely. We have 3 main faculty members that have been involved in coordinating the camp. Myself, Dr. Ann Finley, and Miss Amanda Thompson. Together, all 3 of us worked on initiating the entire camp, doing the registration process, all that, teaching it last year. And this year, we will again all 3 be involved in some coordinated manner. Usually it breaks down that we have 1 faculty member associated with each age group. And we flip-flop depending upon our expertise. So I'm not the best at snakes. So I'm more of a plant person, so I'll be kind of heading up some of the plant material. And we also have, for the youngest group, a faculty member that comes up from Southern Louisiana who is a Montessori teacher. And so she has a great rapport with the young ones and can keep them on task, you know, and get them to actually finish something. And she's amazing with them. We've really worked hard at finding individuals. One of the faculty members has taught in high school. We all have expertise and a love, really, for the information. And really, that's all that's required.
I think it's the fun of being able to watch you translate that to the students involved in the camp.
I, hands down, love the camp for a variety of reasons. Number one, I'm looking at stuff from their viewpoint. When, you know, you initiate an experiment, they're coming at it from wide open eyes and heads that have not been filled with what they should know. And so the curiosity is just amazing. And they ask some of the most beautiful questions and insightful questions that I think a lot of us that have been trained in science tend to forget about or don't even think that it's something that we have to deal with. It's, for me, one of the best things that I could do with my summer because it teaches me something.
You also mentioned that you've extended the registration deadline.
Yes, we're going to extend the registration till June 15th instead of June 1. We're realizing that some people haven't kind of got their summer schedules set yet, so we're going to allow everybody to register up through June 15th.
The Bayou Discovery Science Camp at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is July 9th through the 13th. Allison Wiedemeyer, how do people get in touch with you guys to be able to get that registration done?
Well, there's two ways. The registration packet is available on a website, and you can go to the front page of ULM's website, click on the summer camps link, and then scroll down to Bayou Discovery, and there's a link there, and you'll find the registration material there. But the other way would be to just email at bayoudiscovery@gmail.com, and then I'll respond.
Allison Wiedemeyer, an assistant professor of biology here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, with this summer's Bayou Discovery Science Camp. Thanks so much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.